my imprint in the sand. The official measures the distance. I bounce on the balls of my feet, trying to control the adrenaline pumping through my body, waiting for the confirmation of what I already know. It's announced. 8.36 meters. I have just jumped a new personal best, a new British record. I lead the Olympic long jump final. I react with a shake of the fist to the camera, a short smile to everyone watching back at home, allowing myself a brief moment of celebration before I walk back to the seating area, to try to be cool and act calm, to convince my fellow competitors this is exactly how it's supposed to be, despite the fact there are fireworks going off inside my head. We can't touch each other in this sport. During our jumps, we can't push each other, lean on each other, hit or kick each other. As a competitor speeds down the runway or pushes off from the board, all we have is how we act before, during, and after our jumps. That's how we crank up the pressure. How we impact and influence those here to beat us. I put my tracksuit back on and sit, surrounded by thousands in the Birdcage Stadium, alone with my thoughts. I allow myself a moment of flashback to Linford Christie, Spider-Man pajamas, and my grandma's smiling face. I'm in the gold medal position, living my dream. Then I breathe and pull myself back to reality. This is the Olympics, the pinnacle. The best in the world are here, and the fact is 8.36 meters won't be enough to win. To leave here with the gold medal, I'm going to have to dig deep inside me and find more height, more distance, and improve my new personal best. My third jump is a foul, but no one goes further than 8.36 meters, so now I'm 3 rounds away from gold. From turning a dream into a reality. At the end of the third round, 12 competitors become 8, and the jumping order changes. I'm leading, so I'll jump last. Second will jump 7th, and so on. Dan Hall, whose British record I've just taken, is still there, hanging on for his last shot. We catch each other's eye, and I wonder what it must feel like to know you've only got 3 jumps of your career left. I wait to jump in the 4th round, as Roberto Lopez nails 8.49 meters, pushing me from 1st to 2nd, from gold to silver. I try to respond, concentrating on the basics, a smooth approach and takeoff, but only manage 7.89 meters. I fume at my lack of reaction to Lopez's jump. I sit, angry and tense, as the 5th round starts, trying to control my breathing and focus on the fact that I'm still in the silver position and one good jump can change everything. But, with the 4th jump of the 5th, Chris Madison jumps 8.38 meters, moving me into the bronze position. Then, as I stand at the top of the runway, watching Toby Williams jump and get measured at 8.43 meters, I take in the fact that in 1 round I've slid from 2nd to 4th and out of the medals. Now is the time to react, I think. Now is the time to show them all. My run-up isn't perfect, and I stretch into the board, somehow hitting 8.01 meters. I look at Len, my coach, in the stand, and shake my head. He makes a gesture with his hand, encouraging me to calm down, to relax. I should go and talk to him, but we've been doing this long enough, and I know what he's going to say. The simple fact is, I need to jump further. Round 6. We're all thinking the same thing. One more chance. Everyone is tense and tired. Our legs and minds ache. I try to focus, but it's hard not to listen to the voice telling me I've got to nail this one. So, I watch Dan as he steps to the line. His whole career chasing Olympic gold condensed into this one final jump. Come on, mate, I think. One big one for a medal. Silver, though. Gold is mine. He starts clapping a rhythm, and the crowd join in. The clock moves down. 0.47, 0.46, 0.45. He lowers his head and drives forwards, desperate for his last attempt to go over 8.49 meters and win gold, adding to his bronze.